Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The head of the German pharmaceutical firm BioNTech is reassuring the world today that its vaccine with Pfizer will be effective against the new variant of the coronavirus that has emerged in the UK and South Africa. Experts say the variant may be more contagious and more testing is underway. Meanwhile, today on ABC's Good Morning America, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked whether a travel ban from the UK was needed, as New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has suggested.
Well, I think one of the important things that we need to do, Cecilia, is to actually do surveillance here and find out. It might already be here. I doubt if it's the prevalent strain here, but as the governor said, it is entirely conceivable that it's already here.
And again, health officials say this new strain of the coronavirus shouldn't change the effectiveness of vaccines currently being rolled out here. But right now, some of the most vulnerable people in this country, in nursing homes, are being vaccinated. Of course, they have to sign consent forms, but what other concerns are there? Richard Pfeiffer is Executive Vice President and Chief Medical Officer of Genesis Healthcare, the largest nursing home chain in the country. Dr. Richard, welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
And we know Genesis has 341 facilities, 24 states, 30,000 residents, about 45,000 staff members, a massive operations that's just getting underway. Where are you in the process right now?
The vaccinations of nursing home residents and nursing home staff, all people who are in contact with residents, started last week in our facilities in Delaware and Connecticut, and then have picked up around the country this week. And so we're aiming to get this done in record time, working with our pharmacy partners. We've been working on this for weeks now, though, making sure that everyone who's eligible for a vaccine, staff and residents, they understand that the vaccine's coming. They have all of their questions answered so that we can increase acceptance rates and decrease any hesitancy or reluctance. So once the vaccine comes to us, we can get it done really quickly.
Well, let's talk more about that, because as you know, there's now new concern about a new strain and some questions about whether the vaccines will work against it. Kazmikia Corbett, who's a National Institutes of Health scientist, says viruses replicate all the time. These vaccines that we have now currently should be fine. But it sounds like you were already having concerns about a vaccine, period, and now there's a new strain. What are you hearing? How many staff members would you say are concerned?
We are very optimistic. Very optimistic about the effectiveness of these first vaccines, the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. And we're also very optimistic about the acceptance rates. So far, our staff and residents, they're rolling up their sleeves. We don't have final numbers yet. And that's in part because this is happening hour by hour, day by day right now, but also because we're spending a lot of energy to teach, educate, engage, and build trust. Also, we're actually seeing rather low rates of side effects. We're not seeing a lot of employees or staff call out sick the next day. And we were concerned about that. So the news is good so far.
You know, with the concern about the shots, we're reading about a small nursing home chain where only 40% of staff and residents wanted to take the shots. That's not enough to protect everyone. Now, we spoke yesterday with Johns Hopkins, Dr. Amish Adalja, who said you as a nursing home organization can't require staff to take a vaccine because it's only been approved under emergency authorization. So I know you're saying that you're trying to educate. I know actually you got the first injection at a Genesis facility in Connecticut last Friday. But still, how much do you want to have a majority, at the very least, of your residents and staff to take this?
Our goal is very high rates of staff and resident vaccination, and I think we're going to achieve that. As to this question about whether the vaccine could be mandated or not, that's something that's being discussed nationally. And certainly, I could foresee state or local or county public health officials issuing some form of mandate, and some employers in healthcare and outside of healthcare might. But right now, what we're aiming for is high acceptance rates, high vaccination rates voluntarily. And honestly, so far, things are going very well.
Yeah. On the other hand, you know, we're imagining you've had to prioritize facilities, maybe in the highest infection rates. We also know CVS and Walgreens have something to say about, you know, when they're able to get to certain states. I'm wondering if you have family members clamoring for this, saying, can my loved one get this shot? And by the way, if they get the shot, does that mean that someone can come in to see them?
No, I think all of us, we're all clamoring for the end of this pandemic, and we all realize that vaccination is the way we get there. As to whether vaccinations are an instant solution that would allow us to open the doors wide, the answer is unfortunately no. Vaccines take time to work. And right now, yeah, we have very high rates of COVID infection in the surrounding communities, and that puts nursing homes at risk. We've got to get that under control first as well.
Richard Pfeiffer, Executive Vice President and Chief Medical Officer of Genesis Healthcare, the largest nursing home chain in the country. Best of luck to you, Dr. Pfeiffer. Richard, thank you.
Thank you.